Hello.
I can't buy myself fucking love.
Alrighty.
Welcome back. Ooh. Well, hold on, you guys.
This
is a little test. Hold on. All right. Well, okay, that was a test,
getting warmed up. Haven't done an official podcast in quite some time. So as you guys know, around here on my Crunchy Podcast, if you've been with us for a while, around here we don't do things with a lot of quality, honestly, it's not even that it's not a lot of good quality. It's just that it's just a lack of knowledge. I feel like I've always tried my best to try to make these maybe sound better, be better, but they always turn out to just be what they want to be, right? So, you guys, welcome back to officially to my Crunchy Podcast. So for the last couple of months, I just been doing, you know, some little warm-ups, a couple of tests, you know, trying to get back in the groove, really trying to find myself again in the podcast realm, while battling my own demons. So this is officially our little return back to the podcast world. How has everybody been? I hope you guys been good, and I hope you've been doing better than me, because the last time we spoke, one-on-one like this, life was going great. I might have even mentioned the fact that, you know what, life is a little bit boring. Life is just, you know, eh. I had just kind of, you know, gotten over an injury of mine, so I guess life wasn't that boring, because I was busy crying, and I'm not even exaggerating, guys. The way, not to, you know, beat this horse to death, and by the horse, it's me, I'm the horse that was beaten to death. But basically, long story short, I got barbecue sauce on my titty. My physical therapist injured me. I was out for a month. And guess what happened, guys? As soon as I got back on my feet, literally, I was laid off from my job. Like that, and that's the first time I've ever been laid off from a job, honestly. I've quit jobs and never returned. Yeah, but I guess I've never gotten laid off from a job. And the thing is, I understood, you know, the layoff. I mean, I understand business and that kind of stuff. And long story short, you know, there really wasn't any business to be done. That's kind of what happened. So, you know, I was laid off, and you know what? That's okay. Sometimes that's just life. And the thing is, I have a job. I found a job pretty quick, you know, doing similar work. And I'm so thankful, so blessed. Now I'm making about the same money and doing way less. So, you know, it sucks to not have a job, because obviously when you commit to life and you have bills, you know, and you commit to buying a new Jeep and maxing out your credit cards and having a life and just being an all around cool girl, just, you know, a good, well-rounded, you know, hot girl, it can hit you a little bit. But anyways, we're all good now. That's just like the biggest update that I really have for you guys in terms of like what the fuck has been going on over here, you know, on the west side of Phoenix. But
Yeah, I mean, last time we spoke, it was, 2 weeks before Valentine's Day. And just so you guys know, this is still a bi-weekly podcast, so about two podcasts a month, right? And everything right here is bi. The podcast, me, you guys, everything, right? And yeah, so just so you guys know, that's what the schedule is. I'm going to try my darnest to make sure that I put them out, to a month. I'm not going to commit to you guys in the sense of like, I'm going to put them out every Saturday or blah, 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 blah. But you'll get it when you'll get it. Yeah. Okay. And you'll be happy with it. Okay. So moving on from my existential crisis that I had in February, I actually got let off the week before. Wait, was it the week before? I don't even know. So much negativity happened around Valentine's Day, but I remember I was gonna come talk to you guys about some shit, on the next podcast. It might have had to have dealt with Valentine's Day. I don't know. But anyways, I hope that you guys had a good Valentine's Day. March Madness was last week. Honestly, that holiday, I don't know if it's considered a holiday, but that whole fiasco, that whole event always pops up out of nowhere on me. I don't even understand, like, really what March Madness is. It's related to basketball, right? I think. But I'm not sure what we're celebrating. I'm not sure what the fuck, I don't know what the purpose is. And also, it's such a random date. Like, it ain't like New Year's where it's the new year, or Christmas when it's, Jesus' birthday, like the 25th. Something that stands out. It's literally, what was it, March 29th or something? No, that's today. March 24th? Is it the last weekend of the month? I don't know. It's a random month. March in general, I feel like March is that girl that, like, she's kind of established, but some random shit will always happen. You know what I mean? She's like the veteran, even though you might consider January or December or like the summer months more veterans. No, I think March is that veteran girl, which is, I think, what is this? End of Pisces, beginning of Taurus season. I don't know. I'm not a witch anymore. Yeah. So we kind of, left off on, end of January, beginning of February, that whole time. Valentine's Day was great, 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 great. Fast forward to what the fuck is going on in the world today. And you guys know, like, this was a pandemic podcast, we put out episodes, during the pandemic and, kind of kept ourselves busy during that time. And that was an era, for sure for us. And you guys know that I don't like talking about politics, especially when Trump was in the office, and I did not want to talk about COVID and all that shit, just because I feel like it was very depressing, and personally, it affected my family pretty bad. Not my immediate family, but my extended family. I did lose two aunts to COVID on a personal level, and in general, I just did not want to talk about it. And in hindsight, I think that was the right call, I guess. I think we talked about other fun things and we did other fun shit, but also because people fucking hate that time. I mean, it's so crazy because, the conversation kind of goes both ways. There's people that love the pandemic, because of, that kind of self-isolation, and it forced you to kind of, be away from people, but also have people be away from you. And it helped some people. It really fucked with other people. There's different ways of it, really depending on who you talk to about it. It's a different experience, and I've heard, just about every, version of, people's experience with the pandemic. And yeah, in general, I feel like a lot of people just kind of obviously are glad that whole era is over. For the most part, obviously, we're never really going to be over it if you think about it, because COVID is here to stay. It's just going to be another thing now. And that's unfortunate, but that's just the reality of life, right? But
Anyways, my point being that I don't like talking about politics. I think it's like a downer, honestly. And the only downer that I like around here is indica. So, or sativa. Which one's the downer? Which one's the upper? I don't care. It's all weed. But I feel like I need to talk about this, and because it's really, really important, okay? This whole trans situation, this whole political agenda targeting trans people, I'm going to keep it short and sweet without really going so much into it and making this, you know, a whole thing. Because honestly, the whole thing is not that complicated to figure out, right? And my honest opinion on it is that all this bullshit that's happening with trans people is just so fucked up, because when it's not the, you know, when it's not Mexicans, or when it's not Latin people, when it's not, you know, or Hispanic people, when it's not, you know, Asian people being, you know, when it's not Black folks, you know, when it's not any minority, when it's not gay people, when it's not HIV, right? When it's not COVID, it's all the shift, the blame is always put on somebody. And for some reason, it's never on white people, right? The white people of this country. And it's just so fucked up what they're doing to trans people right now, because they're making them the scapegoat in their politics and the agendas that they're trying to pass, these bills that are hurting people. And it's so crazy how passionate, seeing how passionate these politicians get about wanting to, you know, restrict the rights, prohibit really in some places, the rights of people that have the right, the freedom to express themselves however the fuck they want. Because the thing is, you know what, guys? These politicians are not real politicians. When was the last time the economy was talked about with this much passion? Immigration, you know, the trillions of millions and billions of dollars that were in debt. When was the last time that, you know, the real reasons why these people are elected into office? When was the last time they talked about these subjects with as much passion as they do against trans people, against gay people, against woke, against the whole woke bullshit? Which, please, you're fucking 50, grow up. You know, against you know, all these fucking little problems. Like, the thing is, you know, I feel bad for the people in these states, for, you know, for like the progressive people, because obviously they're not the ones voting for these, you know, specific politicians that get elected. But the thing is, the majority of the people in these states, for example, like, what's that woman's name? Sarah Huckabee, right? The majority, I mean, she obviously won her election, right? She won her whatever the fuck. So she was elected into it. So I'm going to assume the majority of people agree with what she's talking about. And, you know, if you want those laws passed in your state, you have the right. But also, the thing is, there's more than just you in your state, you know? And that's why I've always hated this, you know, two-party system, because it doesn't matter what way you lean. You should always do what's in the best interest of humans, you know, as people, as brothers and sisters and neighbors, right? Like, this whole divisive shit doesn't work. I understand, you know, but the thing is, like, people in this country are so conditioned to believe in this Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, you know, idea, that it's just kind of what's been engraved, right? Because, you know, maybe deep down they want us to be divided, right? And while I'm the kind of person that will always stand by the fact that we're never going to have world peace, because to have billions of people agree on one thing. You can even have 10 people agree on one fucking thing. Nonetheless, you know, billions of people. So it's always going to be a split decision and shit like that. And I understand the whole majority rules kind of thing. But, and it just sucks for people or minorities who, you know, obviously are outnumbered by the majority of, you know, whatever culture, you know, whatever part of the state you're in, whatever country you're in, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's just, all this is so fucked up. You know, I just hate the fact that these politicians don't talk about or go out of the way to solve real issues. And the thing is, they don't, because they're not smart enough to handle those issues. Like they can't. They're just not equipped. So, and it's so crazy because a lot of these people come from old money. They come from deep, deep money. They come from large money, big money, and they go to school, you know, and you know, to to be, you know, to get a higher education, and then you spend your whole political career focusing on these minor little things, you know, like why make the whole trans thing a thing, you know, like that just shows me the level of intellectual that you really are, because it shows me that you can't solve real issues. Because the thing is, being trans is not an issue, but you decided to make it an issue because that's as far as your level of smartness goes. You know what I mean? And it's sad. And it's sad because I feel like a lot of these politicians don't even, I feel like a lot of them don't even believe what the fuck they're saying. They're just in the pockets of, you know, people, other people with money, or honestly just the bigotry in their state. You know, I always refer to, like, well, how what Donald Trump said back in the 90s of, you know, if I ever run for president, it's going to be as a Republican, because Republicans are dumb and they will vote for whatever, you know, for, you know, if you push their agenda. Which, I mean, it can go for Democrats too, you know, if you push a more progressive, you know, agenda, at least in today's climate, because the whole Republican Democrat thing changes all the time. But yeah, I don't know. I wanted to get my thoughts on it because I feel like trans people are very, very important to the LGBT community. I feel like they're not given the respect that they deserve. They have been fucking trailblazers in the LGBTQ community, and for some reason, they are the most disrespected, the most snubbed, the most just afterthought for some reason. When in reality, they're the ones that were fighting for, you know, a lot of you faggots to fucking be out here, you know, and do what the fuck we do. So, you know, I'm sorry if I get too passionate about it, but the thing is, you know, I have trans friends. I have, you know, a lot of gay friends, lesbian friends, you know, bi friends, stuff like that. So I felt like it was important to talk about it because I have a platform, I have a voice, and I have the balls to fucking say it. And I know it's going to reach a lot of you guys, and you should hear it. You should hear one more person advocating it, and you should too. You should fucking stick your necks out there, because when it's not going to be women, when it's not going to be gay people, when it's not going to be trans people, it's going to be the next fucking minority. And the thing is, if we don't stand by each other, especially with what's happening right now, it's fucking over for us. I'm sorry. It is. So bring the same energy every single time these politicians, these fucking white people, this government want to put shit on us, because it's not gonna work. They may be rich, but remember, I strongly feel, and they always remind us, they're the 1%. And if we're the 99%, and if the majority always rules, baby, that's a lot of hands you can catch right the fuck there. So that's all the time I'm gonna spend on that. And because I feel like that's all I feel like I need to say about it. But moving on to our next topic. Before we move on to our next topic, let's go ahead and take a little break, and we'll be right back. Alrighty. Alright, and we are back. Welcome back, you guys, to My Crunchy Podcast. My name is Eddie. I feel like I didn't even do like a full proper intro at the very beginning. I guess we just kind of picked up where we left off, right? So, in one of the previous podcasts, previous episodes, I talked about, or I briefly mentioned, or I might have gone on a tangent. I don't know. I remember that I mentioned how our generation, specifically, I feel like my generation, I would say, we did not get the chance to experience some people. Like, I think I've mentioned, like, Michael Jackson, Amy Winehouse, especially Amy Winehouse, you know, because she was still so new into her career and she would have been like the biggest thing. Selena, right? I feel like we were fucking robbed of Selena, honestly. And there's other people that, you know, I wanted to bring up. So this is kind of part two of my little, you know, people that we do not get the chance to experience. And my first one on the list is going to be Ozzy Osbourne. Because I actually went into like a little mini deep dive of Ozzy and, you know, his music career, then, you know, his reality show, you know, his whole career, right? And it's just so crazy. Like, you know, he's just one of those people. And he recently retired officially from music too, which is around the time that I kind of had mentioned all this, or was looking into all this. And then, you know, there's one album that I really, really love from Ozzy. It's called Black Rain. And I was listening to it like literally almost nonstop between November and February. And really, really like the album. I feel like he's one of those people. You know, it's no secret. You know, he was a drug addict, a drunkie, you know, everything in between. So obviously now as an older gentleman, which I mean, I'm just surprised that he's made it this far, really. You know, he's obviously, you know, retired. He's done. His body's tired. Honestly, girl, same. And I'm fucking 29. So he's one of them. I really, really wish I would have seen him in concert, you know, at least once. But I did see a performance of him like 13 years ago. Because growing up, I was like, you know, I still am, you know, a WWE wrestling fan. And the reason I started even diving into Ozzy was because one year in 2007, one of the pay-per-views that they had, one of his songs from his new album that year was the theme song to the pay-per-view that they used. And I was like, oh, damn, this kind of smacks. So I listened to the song, loved the song, and then he dropped the album. And I did listen to the album until like maybe 2015. But yeah. So honestly, Ozzy, I wish I would have seen you live. I really like Sharon too. You know, they're all cool. But another one, number two on the list is Cher. I think Cher in her, like, do Cher in her prime time. I mean, not that Cher, you know, whatever. But Cher in her prime time, goddamn. Like, Cher was a fine as fuck back in her day. And I remember, like, in her 90s era, her little punk era. I don't think it was punk, or 80s era, I should say. 80s or 70s, I'm not really sure. But the whole, if I could turn back time era, that's what I'm referring to. That Cher was so fucking cool. And obviously now she does, you know, movies and stuff like that. But just a legend, honestly. Just so cool. And she's maintained her edge. Like, Cher has always been that kind of... She has always been that that edgy, cool mom, cool aunt. And you know Cher's out here fighting for trans rights because, you know, she has a trans son. So, yeah. The third on the list is Madonna. And the reason I put Madonna, even though, you know, she's still performing, she's still out here, you know, giving it her 60%, is because in her prime time, like, you know, she was doing the goddamn thing. You know, she was, you know, she was that person that was, you know, sticking her neck out for, you know, minorities and shit like that. You know, she was like, you know, she was it. I mean, I think we all know that. And but the thing is, like, I think we forget that sometimes, because honestly, Madonna kind of is the subject of like some disrespect. But then when you really think about it, it's like you have to look at it as more than just the pop star. You have to look at her as like, bitch, she's Madonna. She literally has a song called "Bitch, I'm Madonna," and honestly, she should say it. So. Yeah, I think seeing Madonna in her fucking prime would have been awesome. She's coming to Phoenix, I believe, this summer for one of her tours, and I wasn't gonna go. My friend invited me because I'm not like the biggest Madonna fan. Well, in this in like the sense of like I respect her, I respect it, but I'm not gonna go out of my way to really watch it. Even though I'm here talking about I wish we would have experienced her. But now I might go, you know, now I might go because Bob the drag queen is opening for her. So, you know, I think I'm sold, and I think I just called myself a hypocrite on my own podcast. So, and you know what? That's okay. That's okay. I can admit it. I can fucking admit it. I get it. Number four on the list, and this is out here for, as J-Lo would say, mi gente Latina, Vicente Fernandez. I grew up on Vicente Fernandez, but the thing is, like, so did my parents. You know what I mean? Like, my parents saw him getting old. I saw him getting die. So, yeah, he's gone. But I feel like, you know, him in his prime time in his years, but, you know, would have been fucking great to experience, you know, especially the culture at the time in Mexico and shit like that. But the thing is, like, Vicente kind of has always been prime. You know, I mean, I guess you have to be, I guess you really have to kind of be like, you know, realistic about the fact that prime means your best years, when you were at your best vocally, lyrically, performance, physically, and, you know, mentally, everything, right? But honestly, he pulled Maribel Guardia, or am I thinking about the wrong person? I think that's Juan Sebastian. I'm not sure. But yeah, I think, you know, experiencing him, you know, in specific eras would have been fucking amazing. I think that's kind of what I'm talking about with this whole conversation. Experiencing all these artists in specific eras would have been fucking amazing. Like Ozzy in his, you know, maybe back in 2007 Black Rain era, or maybe back in the 80s would have been cool. Cher definitely in her 80s, you know, Madonna in the 90s, 80s. Because Madonna was really cool, has always been really cool. Even in the 2000s, she was super cool. Vicente Fernandez, I don't even know how, across how many fucking eras, but the thing is, like, if George Strait is covering your songs and willing to learn Spanish for you because of your song, you're kind of the girl. You're kind of the it girl. So, yeah, Vicente Fernandez was the girl. So, and then finally, and fifth, ABBA. ABBA, ABBA, ABBA. Honestly, gay, gay, gay. I don't know if there are any other more gay, but the disco gay in me worships ABBA as it should, you know? And the thing is, like, ABBA resurfaces in these weird ways. Like when Madonna covered their song, right, in the 90s or whatever it was. And then when Cher covered their entire album back in, I don't know when, you know, maybe 10 years ago. And the thing is, like, I fell in love with Cher's version of it. And then I went through and listened to ABBA's version of the song. Obviously, the original versions of the song. And then I fell in love with them, too. And then I found out that they were, like, what, Holland or wherever they're from. Their country's representative for Eurovision back in like the 60s or 70s, and how they were literally just on this little fucking talent show, basically, and now they're fucking ABBA. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain moves that, you know, artists make sometimes that I just like, good for you. You know what I mean? Just, I don't know you. I'll never know you. You'll never know me, but good for you. You know, like, I love to admire people from afar, you know. I don't know if that's like my childhood trauma speaking, but yeah, like, I don't know. It just, you know, I went to an ABBA dance party, I think like 2 months ago at this point. And it was fun. And yeah. Yeah. Honestly, it's just hard to explain the aesthetic and the vibe and, you know, how, like, the way ABBA lives in my brain. It's hard to put that into words. You know, I think it's one of those feelings. You know, whenever you can explain something, just tell somebody. The way they're in my brain, I can't explain it. And I feel like, honestly, that's all you need to say. So, and they'll get it. And if they, you know, the people that will get it, get it. The people that won't. So, looking over my notes here, my little podcast notes, you know, of things, you know, of my thoughts that, I think and make it onto my notes. And some of them make it onto the podcast. Some of them don't. What the fuck was going on with people? Was this late last year or at the beginning of the year? I don't know when this was because it's surprisingly not happening anymore. But what was wrong with conservatives when they were uploading videos of themselves shaking, saying that it was because of the COVID vaccine? What the fuck was that about? As Raja O'Hara would say, what the fuck was that about? Like, is it, like, obviously it's a stunt, but the thing is that whenever I want to see stunts, I go to a circus. But what can you expect from clowns, right? It was giving very Harlem Shake of them. It was giving very, is this the things I get for putting you bitches on? You know, that kind of vibe. I don't know. Honestly, y'all, like, I'm at the point in my life where, again, like I kind of mentioned earlier, if you picked it up, there's always going to be conservatives and there's always going to be liberals. And then there's going to be the real world, okay? And I like to think I live in the real world because I'm not conservative and I, you know, I may lean more towards liberal, but there's some ideologies of being a liberal that I don't prescribe to because a big part of me, you know, is not very PC, okay? So, however, I live in the real world where I digest. Unfortunately, I live in the real world, like, I guess, where I digest both sides. And sometimes I've learned, I guess, that not everything needs an explanation. Not everything deserves an explanation. Also, not everything deserves an opinion. Not everything deserves to be digged at more, you know. But the thing is, like, you come to that conclusion because you understand that sometimes these stunts that people pull are nothing more than just that. It has no substance to it. A lot of the stuff that, you know, especially on social media, has no substance, you know. Especially a lot of this stupid shit that conservatives do. Literally, what? Like, you guys are these 50, 60, 70-year-old people behaving fucking weird. It's one thing being out of touch. You know what I mean? Like, you will, you know, if you're a 60-year-old person, 70-year-old person that cannot figure out how the fuck to connect your Wi-Fi, you know what? That's fine. You're 70. I give you the benefit of the doubt. But when you are a 60, 65, 70-year-old person still out here being ignorant and a bigot and just taking up space, give it up. Give it up, Diane. It's over. You know, like, I can't imagine living till being 70, having the privilege to live so goddamn long. and being that close-minded, that bigoted, that ignorant, you know what I mean? Like, that shit eventually takes a toll on your body. I'm 29 and I feel fucking stressed, and I live a very fairly moderate life. You know what I mean? And I'm fucking tired, so I can't imagine being 70 and being so ignorant. Like, are you not in pain? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. But I'm not going to go on a rant about it, because we could be here for the next 7 hours if we really wanted to. But yeah, I don't, like I said, there's not really much to say, because a lot of this clown shit just needs to be observed from far away, or you just got to keep scrolling. That's what I do. Whenever I see stuff related to politicians, or, you know, I skim through tweets or posts and I see that it's a certain vibe to it, I got to keep going, because you know what? No, we're not going to do this. I'm not going to put my energy into it, and neither should you guys. That's my advice to you guys today. Okay. All right, you guys. Well, that is kind of all I have for you today, this week, on my Crunchy Podcast. I promise next time it'll be a little more structured a little bit. You know, I don't promise big when it comes to anything, really. but, you know, I hope you learn. Or I hope you learn to love that boundary about me. And, you know, if you want to get to know me a little bit better, follow us on Instagram. It's My Crunchy Podcast on Instagram. You know, follow us on Spotify. Give us a review. Give us 5 stars, please. Like, I haven't even checked, but please give us, you know, some good ratings on Apple Podcasts as well. If you love the episode, I encourage you to go back, you know, and listen to some of the episodes. If you enjoy my vibe, if you enjoy all this, I would love to hear it. I would love to get feedback. Just so you guys know, I'll tell you next time. But it involves me not being okay with feedback unless you're a woman. So, and even then, we might still be on bad terms. So, yeah. Go to Apple Podcasts. Please give us 5 stars. Give us a good review. Follow us on Spotify. You can even donate to the podcast on Anchor. I think it's now Spotify. I think it's now called Spotify for Podcasters. I don't know. I think Spotify just bought them out too. So yeah. Please, please, please share this wherever you want. We all have social media. Spread the podcast. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your brother. Tell your sister. Tell your son. Tell your daughter. Don't tell your dads, because honestly, I'd be out here talking shit about dads. I have daddy issues, so your dads might not like me. I don't know. But as a future dad myself, I already hate myself, so it comes from experience. So, all right, guys, that is it. Thank you so much for listening this week. I will see you next time on the podcast. Make sure you have your notifications on as well, so you guys know when I drop one of these motherfuckers. And that is all. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. Stand up for one another. Have each other's backs. Remember, they can't kill us all. They tried in 2020, but they can't. Anyways, bye guys.